Elizabeth Duguay Trappier arrived at the Hispanic Society in 1918. She trained as a librarian and became the curator of paintings. During the 1920s, she traveled all over the Iberian Peninsula and Europe and met art historians and artists whose work is represented in the collection. She published extensively, including a book titled El Greco, published in 1925, which continues to be cited today. She was a regular contributor to the Gazette des Beaux-Arts and wrote three volumes on the Hispanic Society's paintings collection. She was awarded the Sorolla Medal in 1937 and the Medal of Arts and Literature in 1953. Beatrice Gilman Prosky attended Simmons Female College, where she graduated as a librarian. In 1920, she joined the Hispanic Society as a book cataloger, and later transferred to the museum department where sculpture became her field of expertise. In a speech honoring Huntington, Prosky recounted that, "One of the principles that he passed on to us was that if you wanted to study the history of any of the arts, you must yourself learn the rudiments. Since sculpture was my province, he sent me down to a sculptor's studio." Prosky availed herself to various resources for her research. To complement her archival work, Prosky visited private and public collections across Europe and studied at the School of American Sculpture. She was awarded the Sorolla Medal in 1937 and the Sculpture Medal in 1953.